Illegal scamming UK voluntary return scheme. Pocketing thousands before coming back to Britain, report. By Kurt Zindelka on November 3, 2025. Illegal migrants are reportedly taking advantage of Britain's self-deportation compensation scheme. Pocketing thousands in taxpayer cash to leave only to return to the UK while bragging about their exploits online. The Home Office's assisted voluntary return scheme, which offers thousands and a free plane ticket to illegals to voluntarily return to their homelands, is being taken advantage of by unscrupulous migrants, as some have outlined specific steps on how to defraud the British taxpayer on social media, the Mail on Sunday reported. In one instance, a migrant received £3,000 to return to his country in the autumn of last year, only to return by January illegally to work as a grocery delivery driver. A friend is quoted as remarking, effectively, he went back home for Christmas on the taxpayer's dime. In a similar occurrence, an entire family was paid £12,000 collectively to help rebuild their home in Brazil. Yet the father of the family returned illegally to the UK half a year later to again work as a delivery driver. The Most found that hundreds of migrants have taken advantage of the returns payouts only to return to Britain illegally. The paper went on to claim that Brazilians appear to be on the front lines of the scheme, with one man quipping, "There are jokers who come back as soon as they set foot in Brazil. Ha ha ha." According to the report, scammers openly detail the best methods to return to Britain after receiving the money in posts on social media and on online forums. The paper noted that many pointed to Ireland as a means of easily returning, given the ease of traveling to Britain from Belfast, which, as a Northern Irish city, is a part of the UK. Go to France, from France you go to Dublin. In Dublin, you take a bus to Belfast, from there you take a bus to Glasgow, and finally to London, one online post explained. Openly bragging about his success at returning to Britain after receiving thousands in taxpayer cash, one man said, "I entered through Dublin. I spent 3 hours in immigration. They called me a liar and said I wouldn't be allowed in, but I told them I wasn't going back to London, only visiting Ireland. They gave me a 5-day visa and let me in. God knows why, haha. But my real goal was to get to London." The report comes just days after the British government drew rebuke for paying £500 to child-molesting migrant Hadush Kabatu to return to his native Ethiopia. This followed a shambolic sequence of events after he was mistakenly released onto the streets by the prison service, sparking a nationwide manhunt, despite Kabatu attempting to turn himself into authorities on multiple occasions. Despite entering the country illegally earlier this year, the government also provided Kabatu with hotel accommodation, as has become customary for illegals who claim asylum once on British soil. Just days later, he sexually assaulted a 14-year-old girl near the hotel, sparking months of protests across the country against the migrant hotel scheme. Commenting on his removal and payout, head of policy for Nigel Farage's Reform UK party, Zia Yusuf, reflected, "What odds Kabatu uses the £500 Starmer just paid him to return to the UK by boat?" The Home Office said, "Very few people re-enter the UK after a voluntary return, and we crack down hard on those who try. Our message to anyone thinking of abusing voluntary returns is clear. If you re-enter this country illegally, you will face arrest, prosecution and enforced removal." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.